It's a glass ceiling. Glass ceiling. On Hard Facts. Hard Facts.
What should you know about periods? On the glass ceiling, we discuss ways to destroy invisible obstacles that prevent women and girls from achieving social, economic, cultural, and political equality in our society. And today, we're talking about periods. How are periods an obstacle? Well, first of all, the needless stigma around periods is an obstacle. It's stopping many women and girls from getting proper advice, proper information about their healthcare. It's stopping the public from having meaningful policy conversations with government. So today we're breaking that silliness and we're going to have a mature conversation about menstruation. And here to talk periods with me is a public health expert. She's been on the show so many times. She is sort of our resident public health expert on women's health. And today she's going to also be talking to us about this, answering your questions. So if you have questions, please go ahead and give us a call. I'd love to hear all of those questions. Dr. Chiamanwaka Maakano, good to have you on the show. Good evening. Hello, Doc. Can you hear me?
Hello, Sandra. Good to be here. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
All right. Lagos, like I said, we want to hear from you as well. If you've got questions about periods, go ahead and give us a call and ask them. Chioma, I have to start with the very first question. You know, why is there such a stigma and taboo around discussing periods?
Okay, I think that's a really straight way to start mm-hmm. the show. Mm-hmm. I can't give a personal or holistic reason why this is the case. Mm-hmm. I think it dates back years. It's something that is well rooted in our culture and also religion. Mm. You know, I think even our parents might not know where it originated from. But one thing I can say is what we see in the society is an offshoot of our cultural and religious backgrounds. Mm. So over time, there's just been this mentality about periods.
Mm.
In Africa, for example, many societies or many cultures see periods as something unclean.
Right.
They associate it as an unclean thing.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't go too far. Not just unclean, some see it as unclean, some see it as something that shouldn't be said out loud, you know, something that has to be discussed discreetly, very secretly. Don't let your neighbor know about this.
Mm.
You know, something holy. If I must borrow from where I'm coming from, I'm Igbo.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm an Igbo girl in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
And I know growing up, the Igbo translation of periods, which I learned as a doctor, because we had, if you are practicing in the East, of course, you have to communicate in a language they understand. I remember one of the things I learned is if you want to say periods, is the translation is nso.
Mm.
Nso also means holy.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
So you want to see, ask someone, when last did you see your period?
Mm.
You say, when last did you see your nso?
Mm.
That's then being nso the last. Let me say it in Igbo. So that's it. You know? So it's quite easy for you to just commonize it. But I remember discussing it with someone and I'm like, nso means holy.
Mm.
And because you've already started calling something holy,
mm-hmm.
it affects the behavior of everyone in that particular society, their attitude towards that particular thing.
Mm.
So I think it's well ingrained in our, it's something that you can't, I don't know who wants to start changing the definition, the Igbo definition of periods right now.
Yeah.
So it's already something that we are living with. It's stuck with us.
Yeah.
So that's it dates back.
It really does. Because I remember that in some cultures, when women are on their periods, they are taken away from other people. In some cultures, they're not allowed to make food that their husbands will eat or the general public will eat. You know, they had to go away to a different hot, you know. So you are right that and it's global. It's not just an African problem. It's a global problem. Like different cultures just had like very interesting beliefs around periods, interesting discriminatory practices around periods. Well, now we know that they're discriminatory, but back then I don't know what must have been going through their minds. But do you think it is changing? Are you seeing any change in this? Because you are the public health expert, Dr. Chioma. Are you seeing any change in this?
Yes. How be it slowly? Yes, there is a lot of change.
Is this just in the urban areas?
In the urban areas, yes. Of course, it will start from here because one of the major tools in changing these beliefs is education, which is readily available in the urban areas.
And right.
Yes, we now have to also take it over or take it down to the rural areas.
Right.
In a way they can understand. So there's been change, especially with the advent of social media or
right.
digital media.
Right.
Because one thing that digital media has done is that it gives you information at your fingertips. It
right.
makes information readily available to you and accessible.
Right.
So people get to learn more about periods. It's something that it cuts across every social class
right.
and every educational class because I've come across people, I mean, women who have had children, women who are over 40, women who are well-educated, women who have PhDs that don't even know the most basic thing about their bodies, you know.
Hmm.
And we can't talk about period education without talking about comprehensive sexual education because it's also part of it.
Hmm.
So while there's been an advent of accessibility to information, there's also been this wave of education, health education, comprehensive sexuality and sexual education. And so people are learning more about their bodies. So yes, there is change. People are beginning to realize that this is nothing but a normal biological process. It's as biological as I'm hungry,
mm-hmm.
I'm thirsty, I want to, you know, urinate, you know, so it's that's biological. There's nothing, I don't know, spiritual or so traditional about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because even in religion, some religious centers or some religious societies say women shouldn't come into the churches or to their centers or, you know, their religious centers whenever they're on their periods because, you know, it's an unholy or an unclean thing. So when they finish cleansing themselves, you know, they can now come into the congregation, you know, to worship. I don't know if that still exists, but I am sure that exists in some religious societies.
In some religious societies, you're not allowed as a woman on while menstruating to come into like a place of worship. Back in the day, you couldn't go to a shrine if you were menstruating. Like it was a lot. It really was a lot. What do you think can be done to get rid of this taboo?
I think the very first thing, because the primary level of prevention is education. So the very first thing is to educate. If you want to abolish a people's mindset about a certain thing, you have to let them know the correct way to do it and importantly, how and why they should be doing it.
Hmm.
So you don't just say, don't see this as a taboo or this is not a taboo, this is not unclean. Explain to them how this works. Because I've realized something, it's very easy for people to mystify things they don't understand. So when you don't understand how something works, it's just easier for you to just call it something, you know, just mystify it and, you know, call it something mythical, something spiritual, you know, my village people are after me. Sometimes because you don't understand the process of how it works. So when we let people understand that this is biology, okay, this is how it works in biology, this is how you are the same with the next woman, or this is how you're different with the next woman, this is why you're experiencing these symptoms.
Mm.
You know, people begin to associate certain symptoms they have. They won't even know they were symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's one of the things that this
taboo and hush-hush courses.
Yes.
You don't know that what's happening to you is absolutely normal.
normal. Yeah. Yes, you don't know that what's happening. You don't even know that what's happening to you is something that happens to the next woman.
Yeah.
So two women are sitting down together, but you don't know you're going through the same biological process.
Right.
You know, so even the mothers don't even tell their daughters what they go through. All they just know is, oh, you have seen this. Shh, don't tell anyone. Come, come inside the room. You know, okay. So some people are even told to stay in a particular room till so and so. In fact, you said something about it not just being peculiar to Nigeria or Africa.
Mm-hmm.
According to a research by the UNICEF exposed that about 48% of girls in Iran and 10% of girls in India believe that menstruation is a disease.
Oh my.
Yeah, so it's not, it's something global. It's not just limited to Africa or Nigeria. So there's still a whole lot we need to do
on the subject.
Understand that. So education is the primary level. We need to not just educate on social media or talk in, have these discussions, maybe in places where people are enlightened. We should take them to where the people are. Who are those who are in most need of this information? You know, so we go back to the rural areas, we go back to the religious centers, we go back to community centers, we go to those places, markets, to the markets, we go to unions, let people know that this is quite basic. Go to schools, because that's like the primary level. You know, I remember, for most of us, I'm sure you can even relate, and people listening can relate. Mm-hmm. Someone listening, or you know, people listening can relate. That, you know, for most girls, speaking for myself and people I've witnessed, you know, growing up, when you see your periods for the first time, it's that thing that you're like, oh my God, you just immediately have this. I won't call it responsibility. It's more like, okay, yes, now I'm grown up, I'm a woman, now I have to start keeping things to myself. This is one of the things I need to start keeping to myself. You know, and then there's that thing about when you remove your pads, this is how you dispose. Don't let another person see, you know, and then there's this you know, secrecy encourages shame.
Yes, so it does. Because there's also some shame that comes with you having your first period.
That comes with it.
Yeah,
then
there
imagine
is.
The heartbreak of you going, you know, we had those experiences of a girl walking and then both girls, and not just girls, boys are laughing and they're wondering, why are people laughing at me? And then someone points at your skirt and then you check and you're stained, you know? And another wave of shame envelops you. You're like, oh my God, I'm stained. I remember talking with someone who said, oh, I don't like that girl, she's dirty. And he was talking about someone he knew in secondary school.
Okay.
Why do you say she's dirty? You don't stay in the hostel with her. You went to a day school. So what do you mean by she's dirty? How do you characterize dirty? And he said, I just remember one time that she just stood up and then there was just blood over her skirt. She started asking for cardigan, steak of it. Ah, that's so, it was just so disgusting. I'm like, that's what you call dirty. The fact that she was stained by a normal biological process. And this is a boy who doesn't even understand how this works and how this is common. Because you can't be too careful for Christ's sake.
Yeah, you can't.
Everyone can be there. You can't be too careful. No matter how padded up you are, no matter the tampon, anything can happen. Leakage can happen anytime.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Just this culture of shame. So in education, we should also include the boys. That's what I was driving at.
Right.
It's not.
Which is why I'm glad that my phone lines have been going insane and it's mostly the men calling. So at least they're listening. So I'm glad. But you know, I want us to. I know we've what's the word I'm looking for now? We've essentially landed right in the middle of the subject, right? But I want us to walk a bit back, and start at the very basics, because I need people, especially men, to understand that this is a very natural process, which is why I love that you've been repeating over and over, Dr. Chioma, that this is a natural thing. It's as natural as breathing, as natural as feeling hunger, as natural as wanting to sleep. I love that you've been repeating that over and over and over. So I'm going to ask you a stupid question, Dr. Chioma. Why do women get periods? What's happening in my body when I get a period?
Okay, so it's not a stupid question at all. it's a very basic question, and it's going to help us understand our bodies better. So women see their periods, because both for the men, or the boys and the girls, at some point they come to a period called puberty. So puberty is mostly controlled by hormones. Mm. These hormones have always been there, but then they just increase in quantity. Mm-hmm. And of course, when there's an increase in quantity of hormones, they begin to alter some processes in your body. Mm. This is just me trying to be very basic and understand, relatable. So for a woman, when she comes to the age of puberty, there are certain hormones that come to play, and they kind of activate organs that have always been there in the body. I mean, the woman has the ovaries, the female reproductive system is made up of the ovaries. You have the uterus or the womb in lay term, what you call the womb, the uterus. There's the ovaries, the fallopian tubes, then down to the cervix, which leads out through the vagina and all that. That's the female reproductive system. Now, women see their periods when they get to puberty. And the reason you're seeing your period is because there's a process before the period called the ovulation. Ovulation is just when the eggs in the female body mature. So when they mature, the body is waiting for fertilization naturally. If fertilization does not occur, I'm going to just try to be relatable and use layman Nigerian terms.
Okay, but also be keeping it PG friendly, you know, because we're
No, sure, I will.
Thank you.
No, sure, I will. So the ovaries are mature, or the eggs are released, waiting for fertilization. Mm-hmm. And when fertilization does not occur, it's more like, okay, goodbye, see you next time, or we try next time. So that goodbye, we see you next time, you know, it happens after a few days following ovulation. Mm-hmm. So it's more like it's shedding. Those, everything that happened in the woman's womb, mm-hmm, to prepare for,
to get ready, all the sweeping of the house, all the cobwebbing that she cobwebbed. Oh, we're getting ready for baby. Baby's about to come. We're getting ready.
Exactly.
You know, perfume everywhere, fold the bed sheets, plump the pillow. Then baby doesn't come at you. Useless woman. How could this baby come? Is that shredded everywhere?
I'm telling you, I feel there's just nothing that explains this better than you did, because the body is getting ready for something that does not occur. So it's more like, okay, let's go.
Bye.
Bye. See you next month. So that's basically what the period is.
Yeah.
It's nothing too deep.
Yeah.
You know, it's nothing too deep. So that clearance that is happening, when the woman is bleeding, it's not just blood.
Yeah.
It's not blood per se.
Yeah.
It's both blood, it's the shedding of the uterine lining.
Right.
Because during that time, the uterine lining is thickened, you know, it's padded up.
Yeah.
So that if there's any possible fertilization and implantation is needed and needs to occur, it has a good landing, you know, it can really implant. So when that doesn't happen, there's a lot of shedding. So those uterine cells and all, they are things that you see that come out of the woman. Mm. So it's not that the woman was dirty, mm-hmm, and then her body says, oh, you are dirty, let us clean. It's not a cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a cleansing at all.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more like fertilization did not occur. So the body is shedding.
Just getting rid of what it doesn't need.
What it doesn't need at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
it's the same way you shed hair. Because, you know, we all shed hair.
Yeah.
We all shed skin. We all shed nails.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just it. When the body, even urine, you know, it's like normal.
Yeah,
that's
urine
like
is shedding. Mm-hmm.
Urination and excretion.
Yeah.
That's your body saying, oh, I don't need this waste material.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Okay.
I don't see somebody saying, oh, I need to use the restroom. And I'm like, oh, that person is unclean. Don't go near. I don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's so normal to you, why can't you see periods as normal? Is it because it's a particular set of people that get it as against the other? No, that I don't think that even makes sense.
Mm.
So I think that's the simplest way I can explain
what it is. All right. Dr. Chioma Nwakama is a public health expert. She is, you know, she's been in this space for quite a bit, and we're going to keep talking to her. But first, I think we have a break coming up. Okay. I thought we had enough time to take a hype or two, but I do have to hand you over over to the Alphabet Lady. She's got information to share with you. So when we come back from this break, we're going to keep talking with Dr. Nwakaema. Lagos has been calling me since we've been talking, Dr. Chioma, like the men's line on fire. So I would also love to take your questions. Go ahead and share them with us via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. There's also, of course, Twitter at Nigeria Info FM, Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. This is The Glass Ceiling on Hard Facts. Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Before we keep talking today about periods, remember, it's The Glass Ceiling. And on The Glass Ceiling, I'm asking, well, what should you know about periods? I've got a public health expert on the show with me who is answering my questions, Dr. Chioma Nwakaema. And, you know, for the next couple of weeks, we are going to focus a lot on women's health on The Glass Ceiling, because women's health can be an obstacle, an invisible obstacle that stops women from achieving social, economic, cultural, and political equality in our society. We're talking about periods today because there's this needless stigma around periods, and that can be an obstacle because it's stopping women and girls from getting proper advice, proper information about their healthcare. It's stopping the public, yes, you, from having meaningful public policy conversations with the government about periods. And I'm so glad that we've spent the first half of this show focusing on the stigma, why there's stigma, what to be done about it. And we've also told you basically what periods are. Before I come back to Dr. Chioma, I've got information that I think you need to hear.
Yes. So I know we're talking about periods, but let's talk about drinks this time. So call the squad
they
and
help
tell
periods,
them.
By the way.
They do. So call the squad and tell them drinks are on you this cocktail week. You know why? Because from the 14th all the way to the 22nd of October this month, courtesy of MasterCard, you get to create more priceless moments with mixology at its finest and signature cocktails specially curated at the best bars and restaurants right here in Lagos. For details on participating restaurants and bars, please visit the website is www.lagoscocktailweek.com. So when next you're out, please ask for the MasterCard cocktail menu, pair with your MasterCard, and trust me, you're on your way to something really special.
All right. Here's something also special. Lots of calls, lots of messages, lots of questions. I'm going to start taking some of them because, my God, where does the time go when you're having a great time? So, Dr. Chioma, let's start with this question here. This message here is... Oh, no, hold on. Okay. Sandra, Nso in Igbo does not only mean holy, it also means forbidden, which I think is why it is called Nso in Igbo. That's Chijoke with that message there. Otumba says, let parents educate their girl children about how to use ovulation or menstruation applications on their phones. The moment they've reached puberty stage, just keep sanitary pads available for their use. A day before or after the expected date is critical. Let the girls keep the pads in their school bags at all times. Well, thank you very much for your message. Here is a message from Ike in Abulegba. Abulegba, also talking about the Nso thing. Okay. We've got someone else who says, Dr. Nwakaema, please, at what age does a lady start experiencing these changes or process? Dr. Nwakaema?
Okay, thank you very much, Sandra. I think from the Nso thing, yes, I actually forgot that part. There are two phases to it. So it could mean holy, it could also mean forbidden. Mm. Yes, so they are correct.
Yes, they are.
Which actually even further buttresses our point. So why do you call period something forbidden?
That is forbidding. Something that causes your birth is forbidden.
You know, so it's even deeper than holy. All right. About the question, when a woman...
When does a lady start experiencing these changes or these processes?
Okay, so the first time a girl ever sees her period is called the menarche. And ideally, of course, it starts during the teenage years. Mm. So usually from ages 11 upwards, 11 to 16. Mm. So after the age of 16, we start to get a little bit concerned.
Mm.
So you cannot probe further. So that's why when some parents come to the clinics and they say, oh, my daughter is 14, she's yet to see her period 15. We say, okay, just observe till 16.
Mm.
It's still, if that's still the case, then we would investigate further. So, so while it starts from age 11, there's something we call precocious puberty.
Hmm.
So precocious puberty is early, early puberty.
Hmm.
So there are actually some children, and this is something I think, if that's the only thing people take home today, I'm fine.
Hmm.
This precocious puberty, because I've seen a lot of cases where they, you know, when you see your period at the right time, they are calling it nso, right? Now imagine you seeing it at age 8.
Mm.
So it's more like something has to be wrong with this child.
Some people say, oh, magun woke, or oh, she's spoiled.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. They say, oh, this
so for those
spoiled.
Who are not Igbo, magun woke means that she has started having sex. She's sexually active.
Yes.
And that's a lie.
So when this child is like 8, 9, and oh, or even bringing it closer, she has started, some children 8, 9 have developed breasts and all.
Mm-hmm.
That's saying exactly what you said. Oh, sexual activity. She has started, men have started touching her. Mm. She has started, you know, those unnecessary things. And we're talking about a child who does not even understand what is happening
to their body. Yes.
So precocious puberty is a thing. So if a parent has a child who starts experiencing early menstruation from ages 8, going upwards, maybe 8, 9, please just go to the hospital if you're confused. If you're ever in doubt, just go to the clinic. Mm-hmm. Don't subject your child, because one of the things that we've seen in such cases, which is mind-boggling, is some of the, so I have cases where some people advise, it always comes that way, they advise you to give your child this herbal thing, this concoction, you know, so that it will cleanse your child and stop it and dry up. You know, I've heard people say it will dry up the blood, and she, because she's not meant, you know, there's just a whole lot. And when they start ingesting all these herbal things, or they are applied on them or infused into them, any several crude methods I can't even go into, you know, or if it's breast ironing and the like.
I'm sorry, breast with, what?
Oh, you have, that's a, don't worry, that's a topic for another day.
Oh my God.
Breast, yes, they try to iron the breast in some, in Nigeria here.
To go back in inside?
To go back inside.
Now, yes. To be clear, it is absolutely normal, right, for some girls, because it's a minority of girls that this thing happens to, right?
Yes.
So it's absolutely normal for some girls to experience their periods as early as 8, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
That's why I say they should also go see a doctor if you're in doubt, and if it's that early. Is in some cases, it could be some case of hormonal imbalance.
Mm.
So just, but one thing we know, it's biological. It's not something unclean, something mythical, or something spiritual, or something that needs to be taken care of with crude methods.
Mm.
It's absolutely normal, very normal for a child to see her period that early. It can be very normal.
Mm-hmm.
So please, parents should take note
and then, of course, if the child is 13, it's not too late. If it's 14, 15, they have up until they're 16 before you can start worrying that the child has not seen their period, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And of course, I always advise, if you're ever bothered about anything at any time, just go see your gynecologist, see your doctor first. You know, they would, because, you know, we treat on a case-to-case basis.
That's right.
This person's case is different from the other person.
That's right.
But don't, your first line of action should not be a non-clinical or something, a non-medical or non-informed approach.
Right,
please.
Right.
That's what yes.
Okay. Always see your doctor, Dr. Nwakama says. Before we come back to Dr. Nwakama to take more of her thoughts on more of your questions on our WhatsApp, I've got information to share with you.
Yes, guys. I have got continuation of the gist I told you the last time about confidence. Yes. So if you have ears to the ground, you know that when you hear confidence, the only name that should come to your mind is the Sanlam brand. Yes. So it is no longer news that FBN Insurance is now Sanlam Nigeria. So did you know that Sanlam is the largest largest insurer on the African continent. You see, I'm sure you want to learn more about Sanlam. So listen, Sanlam is a diversified financial service company founded in South Africa with a strong presence in 33 countries on the African continent and a presence in India, Malaysia, and selected development markets. Sanlam is a purpose-led organization with all efforts centered around helping customers live with confidence. And of course, that is not all. Sanlam also promotes financial inclusion, transformation, and empowerment through its broad product and financial advice offering, intrusive culture, and partnership approach. So Sanlam also has proven a track record of delivering superior value to clients, employees, shareholders, and a broader society, focusing on protecting customers' wealth and peace of mind and empowering them to live what? Confidently. So you can now see why FBN Insurance have chosen to transform to Sanlam Nigeria. Remember, Sanlam, live with confidence.
Thank you very much, Sanlam. Now, of course, next week, we're going to have Dr. Nwakama back to expand the conversation of periods even more, because you won't believe it, but there's so much to talk about as far as periods are concerned. For instance, period pain. What level of pain is normal? What level of pain should get you to start considering other things that could be wrong? What's the length of a period? What's the normal length of a period? Is it 3 days? Is it 2 days? Is it five? Is it seven? What's the duration of a person's cycle? The last time I had a doctor here to talk about, I believe it was endometriosis or PCOS, I'm not sure now. He was telling us that, well, a woman's cycle is anywhere between 20, Dr. Nwakama, can you remind me? Is it 21 days now or 28? 21 and how many days?
From like 21 to 35.
Yes.
That's like the normal cycle.
Yes, 21 to 35. But you see, when we're doing biology, they said average 28 days. You know, so you have most women who go into life thinking, oh, my cycle is supposed to be 28 days. And so when it delays by a few days, you're like, ah, maybe something is wrong. Maybe I'm pregnant. Maybe this. Or when it comes really early, you're like, ah, maybe something is wrong. Maybe this. Meanwhile, you're experiencing something that is absolutely normal. And you don't realize it is normal because there's such a hush, 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 hush around periods. That's what we're trying to get rid of on this show today. Here's a question. Here's a comment here. It says, Sandra, growing up as a young guy with my grandma and granddad, it was possible for me to know when my elder female cousin was menstruating. This was so because she does not cook whenever she's on her period due to the forbidding of my granddad to eat food cooked by any woman on period. When I got married, it was difficult for my wife to get pregnant. After a series of tests, it was confirmed that my wife and I were all okay, but pregnancy was not forthcoming for 4 years. Then one day, I dreamt that I was So I dreamt that I was with my wife while she was on her period. When she came back home, I told her the dream. So we prayed over it, and then we did it, and then she was pregnant. When I narrated the development to my doctor, she told us that it was not very unusual. That was when I realized that my wife ovulates simultaneously with menstruation. I've had 3 children employing the similar approach. Assuming that I refused to do that, we would have still been childless up until now. All my children, I got my wife impregnated, you know, while she was on her period. My God. So people ovulate while they're on their period, Dr. Nwakama?
I love that this was the example given. I think it's a good foundation for the next
topic,
conversation to have.
Okay.
So the short reply is yes. Yes, so as much as, you know, given the nature of the forbidding nature and the hush-hush nature of it, some people are probably squeezing their faces and saying, oh my God, what? You know, I understand. It's totally to feel that way.
Yeah.
However, that's the truth. In some women, especially women with shorter cycle lengths, yes, that happens. Women with shorter cycle lengths. Mm. So I think in the core definition of what periods are, if I just go into it just a bit, in the core definition of what periods are, you understand that, you know, we mentioned that that's your body kind of like sweeping away and saying we're getting ready for the next time.
Mm.
So the woman's flow is dependent on the amount of things that need to be cleared.
Mm.
So while that clearance, let me use that word, is happening, the body has already started the new phase, the new cycle phase. And that's why we say calculating the menstrual cycle starts from the first day of the period. That's the cycle length. So you see that period is from the last one. But it's just that you're calculating the first day you see that period, a new cycle length has commenced.
Okay.
So let's leave it at that.
Let's leave it at that, because unfortunately we're out of time. But Dr. Nwakama will be back here next Wednesday. So come Lagos with your questions and Dr. Nwakama will answer them for you right here on The Glass Ceiling on Hard Facts. The Glass Ceiling takes us a look at the obstacles stopping women from being the best that they can be. And one of those invisible obstacles is the period. Dr. Nwakama, thank you so much for your time today.
Well, thank you. A pleasure.
Lagos, let's switch gears at 5 p.m. and talk about business. What does it mean that the Nigerian government is going after Meta and their advertising revenue? And have you ever been in a cooperative? Did you like it? Is it a good experience for you? Has it been beneficial for you? Have you been scammed out of your own turn? Let's have a conversation from 5 o'clock.